Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 644, Ravenous, recorded live on August 23rd, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back with 1 week before I head out to Seattle for PAX West, or better known as PAX Prime, the home of Halo, Seattle, Washington. And they're covered in a little bit of smoke and fog and smog and dust and ash and all that crazy wildfire stuff, sadly.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully there will be enough air. Hopefully it won't be as bad when it comes time for everyone to fly in next week for PAX. All the exhibitors are probably there trying to fly in this weekend to get stuff set up for the convention. Talking with Haas on Twitter, he said it should be cleared up by next week, so hopefully that means that it will not affect the outcome of the convention. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. So, GT, we have a couple of things to talk about tonight. Nothing too big news-wise, but a couple of noteworthy things for us to discuss. One thing which has been ongoing for the past few months is finally coming to a conclusion of sorts, so we'll talk about that. But first, as we always do, we have our community streams to go back over the week of and see what we got. So, why don't you give us a little recap of Fraggin' Friday last week?
Well, Fraggin' Friday was a little light, because some of our regulars were competing in a tournament.
This is true.
But, all in all, it was alright. We got some customs in, we played some Warzone, some big team, had a lot of fun. The new customs layout helped, so it was a little easier to find games and game types, so that was good.
Oh, and they had an update to Halo 5?
Or no, I went through and just refreshed, download or rebookmarked all my game types to the maps.
Got it.
And deleted some old stuff that I've just was either broken or we haven't been playing.
Basically, just like a refresh of your customs libraries.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Very nice.
I liked it better when you could just download the map type. Bookmarking things annoying. But yeah, Fraggin' Friday went well. Did get a bonus stream this week. Sunday afternoon, I streamed some of the MCC Insider. Played some Action Sock. Did play a couple of games of Team Hardcore, but that got sweaty way too quick.
Oh, it's hardcore.
And it was Halo 3 even, so I didn't hang around there in too much, but had a lot of fun playing Action Sock. There was a good mix of games for being a limited playlist, put it that way.
Sure.
There's a mix between Halo 3 and Halo 4 games. I think there was a couple of Halo 2 games in there as well, customs.
Okay.
But, you know, played Dodgeball, played the... with the Metal Mania.
Not familiar with that one.
In Halo 4. You basically get a minute to score metal kills, like assassinations or beatdowns or no scopes, things like that. And that's how you score. That's how you win the match, is by scoring more times, you know, scoring medals and not just kills. But yeah, I had a real good time. Pens was able to join me for a little while. We just hung out in Action Sack. The matchmaking seemed to go real well. At the very beginning, it was a little slow, but I started right as the playtest session was getting going. So it took a little bit for people to get in. But after the first game, we were getting games just really quick.
That's going to be one of the really nice things when it comes to the retail version, because we won't have to worry about the small population on the Insider anymore.
Yeah. be interesting to see it morph into the test bed.
Yes.
It'll be, and see how that works.
I know one of the things they keep on talking about for the test bed is the custom games browser. That's one of the things we know that they're still working on. That doesn't sound like it's going to come in this update, but they're going to continue to work on it. And who knows what else they're going to be adding to Halo MCC in the future.
Well, they definitely have a laundry list of community wants.
Yeah, and they definitely want to try to incorporate as many of those as possible. It's just what's in the realm of feasibility and practicality at this point.
You know, I'm sure we won't get everything that's on the wish list of the community, but there were some actually really good ideas in there.
Yeah.
Custom game browser was one of them.
I haven't seen anything else get mentioned specifically that will be coming to the official realm. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, very nice. So overall, do you think you're very pleased with the changes that have been made to the insider build?
So far, I mean, with the limited playlist, it's really hard for me to form a firm opinion, but the matchmaking definitely does seem better. I didn't play any of the campaigns, but you know, I really never had big issues with the campaigns other than achievement unlocks would screw up every once in a while. But you know, most of the campaign bugs that I really had a problem with got fixed earlier. But with what they've done with matchmaking and everything and the retouches to the campaign, I'm sure they'll play a lot better as well.
It certainly seems that way. Well, since we're kind of on the topic before we get to some of the other streams that happened, they did put out a Xbox One X and 4K UHD trailer for the Master Chief Collection, because on September 1st, it's going to be coming to Games Pass, which means we will be getting the update to MCC before then, because they were one of the things that they had to do before it came to Games Pass was get this patch out. So that patch will be coming sometime within the next week. Don't know when exactly, but within the next week, we should see something come out for MCC. For the
be interesting
world
to see how big that patch is.
Well, with the selective or the intelligent delivery stuff, it's going to be updating the core of the game, probably. Based on, I'm just going to take a rough estimate of the first flight download. I think it was 17 gigs, something like that. And I think out of that, the Halo 2 multiplayer stuff was maybe 7. So I'm thinking maybe 10 or 11 gigs, possibly.
And well, I think, you know, the deal with the intelligent delivery is, you know, I think that's really only going to play into people that are reinstalling the game.
Well, and the Games Pass people. So say they
like
want
you said,
to
the people that are actually installing the game for the first time, you know, like unlike you and me, we already have the game installed. So, you know, it will. Yeah, I'm curious to see how big that patch is going to be to, you know, repair the game that exists on the hard drive. Or is it just going to re-download the whole game and erase the other?
I don't know. Actually, I'm guessing it's supposed to be an update to MCC, so I wouldn't assume it would be downloading the whole thing again.
Like I said, I'm just curious to how big it's going to be. You know, unfortunately, I probably won't be able to see it because I've got my Xboxes set to just auto download that stuff.
I'm sure I could turn it off. Several tweets on what the size is.
I'm sure.
And they've been pretty good in the past about whenever there's been a patch for MCC or even Halo 5 that they've specified how big the download's going to be. So people can plan on whether or not they need to download it when they leave for work or when they go out or something. So I would assume they would put those details out once they actually have a release date.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Any other streams that you did during the week?
No, that's all I did. Weekend?
Okay.
I did manage to stream to four different channels Sunday. I streamed to both of my, you know, both my mine and Podtacular's Twitch and Mixer channels. So
very nice. I gotta get you the, well, you're not on Facebook, so you can't really do the Facebook stuff.
No.
The YouTube stuff you could do.
I could.
We'll see what happens. As for my streams this week, I participated in the Drunken Halo 3v3 tournament. There were 8 teams that went in, several podcasters and other kind of personalities within kind of the podcasting community. So between Drunken Halo, Bad Halo Show, some of the Mixer and Twitch streamers, we had quite a bit of presence out there. And it was a lot of fun. It was originally was a 3v3, then it opened up to a 4v4. It was going to be Keys and Bobby, and then Confal and myself. The way they had the teams organized is the first two members had to be Diamond players, I believe. And then there could be two Platinum or Gold players on the team as well when it got moved to the 4v4. And then they moved it down to a 3v3 because a lot of teams couldn't find a fourth. So what we did on our team is Confal and I rotated in different series. So I played the first series with Keys and Bobby, and we ended up winning our first series. We actually got one game in our favor because one of the teammates on the other team was late, but we managed to win the series 3-1, so we went on to the next round. Then we got beat out there. I think it was 3-1 there as well, or 3-2. I don't remember. And they didn't list the series results in the brackets. I don't remember, and it was getting late. And then in round two of the loser's bracket, we got bumped out of that series 3-2, and three of our games we lost by 1 point. One was a CTF and two were Slayers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty competitive.
It was a lot of fun. I don't think I've had that much fun in competitive Halo ever.
Well, and you know, the important thing, as long as you had a good time.
Yeah. Keys and Bobby were great. There were several times I had to tell them to calm down because you know how Bobby gets. He's very
driven.
Sure. We'll say that.
We'll put that for the family friendly part.
Right. But I am very, very pleased with how we played. I played the first round and then the last round where we got beat out, and then Confal played the second round. Where we got put into the loser's bracket. But I am very pleased and very proud of how we all played. I think we've come a long way since the last Halo Bowl, especially me, since I was the one that was holding, that was the biggest weight in the backpack of Keys and Bobby. So the next time the Halo Bowl comes around, which I was just reminded that we haven't had one this year, technically, so maybe we'll have one later in the year. But I think we've actually grown a lot playing competitively. So I'm very pleased with how we did.
Well, it sounds like you did really well. You know, just keep working together and you'll get better. And, you know, maybe next time you go further in the series.
We will see. So that was on Friday night, hence why there was a certain population of the normal attendees not present during game night or during Frag and Fridays. Congratulations, though, to Soggy Bottom Boys for taking the championship for the Drunken Halo tournament. That ended up being Los Burger, O Lazy, Brown Coat 94, and Physical Sky 128. None of whom I've actually seen before, but there are some returning people that we've played against in the Halo Bowl and some other things. The second place was Project Mayhem and Daddy Trax, who's up-and-coming Mixer streamer. T-Lock was over there as well. And Pixel Pete. I don't know Pixel Pete that well, but I know the other two. And then third place was Undecided. They were the ones that actually knocked us out. And that was Oreo, who actually used to be part of Podtacular way back in 2008 when I first picked up the reins of the show and the community. And then the mystery guy ended up being Typographic, who was also an ex-Podtacular person. And I think he may have been on one of the pro teams back in the Halo 2, Halo 3 days. And then JRock02 was also on their team. So we lost to them 3-2 games, and three of the games we lost by 1 point.
Wow.
Yeah. And the one CTF game that we lost, we were actually up 2-1 with less than a minute left, and they managed to pull the flag and capture it with 17 seconds left to go in regulation time. It sucked.
Yeah.
And then they got another cap within 2 minutes. It's a lot more difficult when you're playing with only three players than four players. But I'm very proud with how we played. I think we played the best Halo that we have ever played.
That's good. I'm glad for you.
Thank you. So that was Friday. I did not do a stream on Sunday. And I did not actually play any Insider, even though I said I was going to in the survey. We had my wife's parents over on Saturday to have a little game night with them. So we spent some time with them. And then Sunday, I just felt tired from the weekend and from the tournament.
Here comes the blame game.
So I decided not to do anything on Sunday as far as streaming. I actually did play with DJ for a couple of hours. And apparently, there is a fixed version of Speed in Halo 5. And it is just as hilarious as it is in Reach.
I have to find that one.
It's not as easy to kill with as being the zombie, though. It's not as easy to smash the warthogs.
Well, I mean, you know, in Reach, it wasn't super easy to do that either.
Right, but the hammer animation is longer in Halo 5 than it is in Reach, so it's harder to time when to actually swing your hammer. But it was a lot of fun. And I will have to find it. And whenever I host customs again, if anyone ever lets me host customs again, then we can play it.
Now you got me curious.
Yeah. Check it out. See if you can find it.
Speed Halo.
And then I had the privilege of streaming with my wife again on Tuesday. And we went through the library.
Fun.
Yeah. We retrieved the index. Got through all the flood. This one was, it didn't take us nearly as long. That's probably, the library is probably one of the most on rails path in Halo CE, I think, of any of the campaign missions.
Yeah.
So that ended up being really wild. I think it took us about 40 minutes to complete.
That's actually a pretty good time for first trip through the library.
Well, and the other thing too is that she started teaching her students the following day on Wednesday. That was the first day that the students were back. So it was kind of one of those things is, okay, I'm going to kind of push her along a little bit just to get it out of the way so she could go to bed. I still didn't like run too far ahead or push her too much. And it's funny, I'm used to speed running that mission. So like doing the grenade jumps through the doors and that kind of stuff. But so there's some of them where you can actually grenade jump through it, through some of those openings. But it doesn't actually open the door for her. So yeah. She got stuck and she died a couple of times.
Oops.
Yeah. Yikes. So that happened. I think she died probably 4 or 5 times. And one time she actually blew herself up with a rocket.
Oops.
Oh, well. It is what it is. But we had a good time.
That's important.
Yeah. It was fun to get through that one. And I think she's, I think the flood is definitely an interesting concept to her. So Confa, I don't know what you did, but thank you for whatever you did. I think that was cheer. So thank you. Pin says she's doing pretty well. So yeah, I think she's doing pretty good. Hey, Spartan team. Thanks for hopping over here on Twitch. I think I figured out why it wasn't working, the audio on Mixer. So it should be good now.
Okay, good.
For those listening to the download show, we are still experiencing some technical issues. Getting the live stream working flawless every single time now that we're trying to do two webcam streams in one setup. It's still a little growing pains with that, but we're working through it. That's all we have for the streams for this week. We are still going to finish through Halo CE. And I think what I'm going to do is after she finishes it, I'm going to have her watch me play through it, because she can't focus on playing the game and then absorbing the story at the same time. It's too much for her and she's not used to it. So what I think I might do is once she plays through it, then I'll play through it. And since I can go a lot quicker through it, she can actually just watch for the story elements of it. And then we can watch the cutscenes. And then by the time we get to the end of the game, might ask to see if she would be interested in talking about her experience on the show a little bit. So we'll see. I haven't asked her that yet, but we'll see what she says. Hopefully she says yes. Okay, let's jump into some news then. We already talked about the Xbox One X trailer that they had for the Games Pass for MCC coming to that, with the 4K and UHD update that will be included from the patch. And the MCC Insider Program is already making its strides over to become the test realm for MCC, which will be where they continue to push out patches to the community to be tested and to see what the community's feedback is on changes that they're making, bugs that they're fixing, before it goes into the retail product and goes to everyone that has the digital copy, disc copy, and or Games Pass copy. Some other news to talk about. Halo Silent Storm has a little bit of some special sauce to it. There's a little excerpt voiced by Steve Downes from the book, which is available next week, I believe. Yep, September 4th. It is posted on Halo's YouTube, and there's also an article on the Halo Waypoint site to check out. So it is definitely worth the read.
Yeah, it's really depressing. Because, you know, Steve Downes is not going to be the one voicing the audiobook.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see if they leave his voice in for the parts that he already did. Although I don't think that would happen.
Yeah,
but it'd be interesting.
I don't think so.
I wonder why they did the excerpt with his voice.
I don't know. To draw attention to it, I guess.
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of interesting to do an excerpt of it with his with his read over of it, but him not reading over the whole book.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, right above the article, it says that Scott Brick is doing the audiobook. So in all the past audiobooks that he's done them solo.
Fair enough. I haven't listened to any of the other books. I don't know what his voice sounds like. At some point, I'm just thinking about getting them just to, from the collector standpoint of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's one of those, do I really want to waste the money on it? Maybe. I'm still debating that. We'll see what happens.
Well, you can't, from what I understand, from what I've been able to find, you can't have an actual physical copy of it, so.
The audiobook?
The audiobook, yeah. I haven't seen any CDs for any of the latest audiobook, at least on Amazon.
Really?
Gotcha. They want you to buy the Audible ones.
I wonder if that's something where it comes out there first and then it might come out on CD later?
It's possible.
Or maybe... Well, no, there... Oh, holy crap. There's an audio CD. It's $40.
Yeah.
On Amazon. So there is a CD version of it. It's just $40.
Yeah. You know, honestly, if I was going to collect them, I'd collect the books.
And that's what I've done.
The actual books.
The only thing is, like, for the Audible subscription, I wouldn't really be listening to much else. So by the time...
Well, what I do is, you know, I have the Audible... I use Audible for my... I use Audible for my audiobooks. But I don't have a subscription. I just buy the books outright. I mean, yeah, the books are, you know, 20, 25 bucks a piece. But, you know, when there's only... two or three books a year.
So you buy the actual, like, digital copy.
Yeah, I just buy the digital copy.
Got it. Yeah, because, like, Bad Blood digital copy is, Amazon's telling me 17 bucks list price, but because I already own the Kindle version, I guess it's only $11.49 for the audio version of it.
Yeah, you know, it's... it's one of those deals, you know, it's not worth the money for an Audible subscription for me to, you know, actually subscribe. I just buy the books I want.
Right.
You know, if I was really into getting books, then yeah, it would make sense.
Yeah. It's like, how much are you actually listening to other books, or are you just focusing on the series like what we do? So, no, that makes sense. But that is on Amazon if you care to get the CD version for 40 bucks. It'll probably go down at some point after it's released. But the hardcover right now is on Amazon for $17.97. Kindle is $10.99. The audiobook, the audiobook is $19.84 and the audio CD is $39.99. That's a big difference. It's double the cost just to get the CD version of it.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want a hard copy of it, you can burn it off on the CD.
From Audible?
Yeah, there's a way to do it. It's kind of a pain, but it's doable.
So check out the Silent Storm read by Steve Downes. It's about a 9-minute excerpt that he did, worth the listen. It's interesting to hear him change from his narrator voice to his Master Chief voice. Kind of has a distinct undertone, I guess. Is, I don't know if that's the best way to put it, but that's how I'm going to describe it when he's reading as Master Chief. Let's see, what do we have next? We have another Spotlight article that was posted by Grimm a little bit before today's show. Lots of cool stuff here, lots of videos, lots of artwork, lots of Halo Hotshots and Halo Spotlight stuff. So let's get into some of our favorites, starting with some art pieces. Shout out to the Arma 3 folks. I forget what the Arma 3 mod for Halo is called, but there is a picture of Marines and UNSC information with what kind of looks like in amber clad in the background, one of the UNSC ships. So that's pretty cool. Got people to actually line up information to do that. And the post-war diorama has a busted Banshee and kids playing on it as if they're like by a beach, which is kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty cute.
Yeah, it's like kids playing on a busted up Banshee. War was probably been over for a little while for that to happen.
A little bit.
And I think the other thing that really kind of stuck out to me is two other pieces done by, I'm probably going to butcher this name, but Vian. Quiton? Bien Quiton? Someone wants to help me out with that pronunciation. Feel free. That's my best guess, though. And there was a jackal looking at an elite that has his arm chopped off. And the caption is, "Someone needs a hand." And the other one is doesn't have a caption on it, but it is a couple of elites with a jackal interacting with some kind of forerunner panel. And both of those look pretty good. Everything looks really good. But those are the ones that kind of stick out to me. How about you, GT? Any favorites that stick out for you in the art section?
No, actually, I think the Banshee is probably my favorite.
Just has the humor to it.
The videos that are there are pretty good. The first one there where they do it's pencil drawings of the interaction between Benjiro after he's in
Midnight.
Yeah, the Midnight facility. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. I like that.
Haven't watched that one yet.
Yeah, that was the first one I watched.
And we did have the cover art for that. Not cover art, but the artwork that came with that episode was him behind the translucent window pane. I'll have to watch that one later.
Yeah, it's really good. I like it.
Yeah, Penn says it's amazing, but heartbreaking. Halo Mega Black stop motion animation is always fun to watch. Haven't checked out any of the rest of the stuff. This Halo 5 trailer remake, though, that one looks interesting. The Poncho Chief, I'm just going to play it with the audio off, and I'm guessing it has the same audio in the background. It's just someone trying to reenact it with being on rocks instead of sand. And it's an Xbox controller instead of the Cortana chip. Marlon the Elite finally got featured on here, even though that came out a while ago. But shout out to our friends over at TL Studios, TL Productions, TL Studios. I'm blanking. Let me see what it is. Thomas Productions.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Do we have him on the show for that?
I believe so.
I thought we did. So yeah, shout out to Thomas, and he actually joins us every Friday for Fraggin' Fridays.
Yes, he does.
So he is a regular over here on the Podtacular stuff. So congratulations, man. I don't know if you listen to the show, but if you do, congratulations again. It is awesome work. And then we've got some montages, which are always fun to watch if you need just some heart-pumping action to go through. Again, I haven't watched either one of these yet because these just came out before the show, so I haven't had much time to review them.
Yeah.
A little more leeway would help, but it is what it is.
At least it's a small one-ish.
Well, the Ricochet one is small. I'm guessing the 100 Killionaires montage, that one says it's 6 minutes long. But the Ricochet one is pretty good. And then we got our Halo Spotlight, which replaces the Halo Hot Shots. We got some Halo 5 stuff. We've got... excuse me. Some Reach stuff, which I didn't even know was Reach, from the Primordial. He posted these last week, and I saw them, and I'm like, whoa, these are from Reach? Did you know the Jackals could look like that in Reach?
From the Primordial screens? No, I did not.
Yeah. Had no idea that was... I didn't... After looking at that, it was one of those things like, I really didn't appreciate some of the detail that was in Reach. Because those look absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
And they're technically skirmishers. They're not Jackals, if you want to be technically correct. But they look really cool.
Evil.
He had 4 sets of them. Yeah, evil. So there's 16 different screenshots that he took with Jackals.
Jeez, the patience to go through and get these screenshots.
Some people just have a talent for it. A couple other things in here. There's a render done by Archangels470, or Benoski73 is his Twitter handle, inspired by some promo art for Halo, which looks pretty good. Some of these renders look better than the game sometimes.
Well, you know, when all you're doing is rendering an image, you can do that.
Right. Not a moving picture of sorts. And Benific Ben also has a couple up here. There's a set of screenshots from Halo 5 with some variety of armors and weapons. And then he also has one down near the bottom. For Master Chief and Mark V armor called Ascent. It reminds me of the scene from Halo 4 where Chief is climbing the Lich. So, the end of the update, someone made a piece of artwork at the Skits94 on Twitter, had to make a screenshot for someone from their part of the community that had passed away. So, it's a tribute to someone that had passed away. Guessing it's their armor set. It looks like it's... I can't tell. That doesn't look like Halo 4 or Halo 5 armor to me. So I'm guessing that's probably either artwork or Halo 4.
Could be.
It says it's a screenshot, so I'm guessing it's possibly Halo 4.
Yeah, either that or Reach. No, it wouldn't be Reach.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be Reach. Not with that armor, at least.
Well, not with that AR. The AR and Reach just look totally different.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what the AR in Halo 4 looks like. But I'm pretty sure that's not the one from Halo 5. Anyways, kind of missing the point. I personally don't know who this person is, but it was something that got posted. But our condolences to those in the community that passed. And it's always sad when you grow up with friends that you grow close to, especially in something like a video game. And I know for some people, that's where they really start blossoming some of their friendships. I know for me, Halo was kind of one of my first avenues to really start to branch out finding friends. I didn't really have many friends in high school just because I wasn't that social of a person. I'm an introvert by nature, so I didn't really go out and find many friends. But Halo was kind of one of those things that helped break the barrier in college. And then when I took over Podtacular, kind of helped break down that barrier of finding people online and being able to travel all over the world almost and meet other Halo fans.
Yeah. But I know where you're coming from.
Our condolences. I mean, I don't know who Sam is, but sounds like he means a lot to you and you're part of the community. So I hope all is well with you guys in your little corner of the community. And that's all the news I think we have for today.
That's all I knew. That's all I could find.
Next week is PAX. There's not much that we're expecting out of PAX. Gamescom was this last week, and they were focusing primarily on Fireteam Raven. So they had a documentary for Fireteam Raven and how it was built, how Raw Thrills goes through their process to create game cabinets. It's about a 9-minute long documentary that is over on their YouTube channel. So it's worth checking out if you have played Fireteam Raven or if you're itching to play it and want to know a little bit of the backstory on how it was conceived, how it was created, what goes into making an arcade cabinet. I think it's worth your time. Have you had a chance to watch it, GT?
Yes, I've watched it a couple of times.
Good. I haven't watched the whole thing. I've watched like the first half and I kind of skirted through the last half of it. It's interesting to see the wood framings that they have to just test the, I guess, technical side of it. And then they build the frame.
You
want to
make sure it really works before you spend the time and money, you know, designing a cabinet for it. So,
right.
And that probably also helps them design the cabinet as well.
I guess. Yeah, I didn't. It seemed like there was a little more focus on the technical aspect and how they brought Halo into the arcade part of it, what the story was and how they tried to form the first person shooter aspect into the real arcade style thing. And maybe I just missed this skimming through it, but it didn't seem like they focused on how they chose the detail for the cabinet necessarily.
They didn't focus a lot on it. You know, they did talk about how they wanted it to feel like old school couch co-op. And that did play a role in the design of the cabinet and the four person experience and things like that.
I mean, that's the traditional couch play experience right there.
And that's what they wanted to bring to the arcade game. You know, it's that, you know, that couch co-op feel. You know, they wanted people to get the friends together and all go play the game.
And you kind of have to, really, if you want all four people to be, or all four positions to be filled up by friends. I'm hoping whenever I'm in Seattle, I have a chance to actually play through it. But the time I went over to my local Dave and Buster's with the 405th folks, we actually had to leave before they were in armor and had the chance to play. So I haven't had a chance to play full four player from start to finish and really get the story there. But I'm excited to actually get to that, get to doing that at some point and seeing if I can get my name up on the leaderboard. Just got to make sure I don't waste too much money with that.
Well, I think one playthrough, you'll be okay. Now, if you start showing up there every week to try to beat your score, then it could be a problem.
Yeah. The wife probably would not be happy about that. Just saying. Do you have your Xbox on? Because I do not know what the latest rotational playlist is. Because I know we still have...
The latest rotational is Forerunner Slayer.
Oh, so falling in line with Covenant Slayer, which was last week. Or 2 weeks ago, technically. Because Anniversary Throwback is still there, so Forerunner Slayer. Interesting. So there you go. I haven't had a chance to play Anniversary Throwback. I need to get in there and actually do it. Those are always fun.
Yeah, I'll probably try the Forerunner Slayer, but I'd much rather play Fiesta than that. Or Castle Wars. Or
sure. There's some of those rotational playlists, I'm sure, that outperform some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's kind of the point between the rotationals is to try out new ideas and, you know, see if the community hits on them. And if they do, then great. They'll put it in a rotation. If not, it'll be never heard from again.
Yep. Well, I mean, they're still rotating. It sounds like they have a pool of playlists that they do rotate in. I don't think they're adding anything new. Well, you know, I think
the Forerunner Slayer is one of those testing game types. You know, it might stay in the rotation for a while, but, you know, if it doesn't really take off, it may get replaced with something else.
Gotcha. I could see that. So I think that's it. Something kind of as an offshoot, Marty O'Donnell posted a video on Twitter a little bit earlier, and this was a game demo or gameplay demo of Halo CE, probably for the first time on Xbox at GameStock 2001. I've never actually heard of this convention, but this was in 2001, and I guess judging by what Joe Staten said in the video, it sounded like it was their first game demo that they had for Halo on Xbox One.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yep, it's on his Twitter and on his YouTube by proxy. He posts some tidbits of Halo up there every now and then. So that has not changed. And we can go ahead and, I guess, head on over to our Spartan company. Since I haven't pulled that up yet, I'm going to do that and talk my way through Firefox loading the page.
Way to think ahead, Dust.
Yeah, well, there's not much to talk about this week, so it's kind of pulling for scraps with whatever we can get our hands on. But next week is PAX. We probably will either do a show early or might just have some recordings there. I leave on Wednesday, so that means we'd be doing a podcast on Monday if we were doing one. Got to check with the wife on schedules to see when it would be possible, and also have to talk with GT, of course, to see what it would actually work for the two of us being able to do something together. So we may have one next week. We may not have one next week, and it might be just we do it at PAX. We are planning to do an interview with you. Most people, at least watching the stream, probably know who these guys are. And probably some of you there have downloaded the show and know, but there's probably a handful of you that don't. The person behind Chicks Who Play Halo, Mandy, we're going to have on with her husband, the legendary 117. His name is Tom. So we're actually going to have an interview with both of them, talk about their past history with Halo. Mandy got her start with the Chicks Who Play Halo blog, and that was very popular back in the Halo 3, Halo Reach days, and I think kind of started to fizzle out in Halo 4, like everything else fizzled out in Halo 4. And then Tom is a collector and shares a lot of artwork and other community things on his Instagrams, Facebook, Twitters. So he's very much the collector type. So we're going to have a sit down and talk with both of them while we are in Seattle.
I look forward to it.
And that'll be sometime during the weekend. Not sure not sure when. And we'll probably have the typical hotel room round table thing like we've done for the past couple of years, depending on who's there. So we'll probably have that going again as well. For our company commendations, we are still 13 and 31. Our closest ones to be completed are getting a perfect with a precision weapon. We're still about 1,000 short, a little more than 1,000 short of that one. Meleeing an enemy Spartan, we are about 3,000 short of that one. And killing an enemy when your health is low and survive, we have about another 2,000 of those to go. At the bottom of the pack, we still got Killing Marines and Shoulder Bashes. And those are a long ways away. We do have plenty of space in our Spartan company, so if you're looking to join a company to get that Achilles helmet before Halo Infinite comes around in the next 2 years, then head on over to podtacular.com/company. That will take you to our company page. From there, you can request to enlist. And once we get that notification, we will accept your enlistment and you will be able to join us on our journey to acquire the Achilles helmet. So that's that. Also, Unishek posted a update on his Twitter account saying that the Master Chief Wreck pack, I think, is it Master Chief? I think it's called something else. But the kind of like the digital pack skins for Halo 5 Guardians, the Master Controller for all your primary weapons is up now until next Tuesday. So there looks like they're rotating in some of these rec packs. I'm guessing kind of in preparation for it coming to Games Pass. But the Master Control skins are the ones that are black primarily and then have the blue glowing highlighted accent. And I forget when this pack originally came out, but for those that haven't got it, that will be available up until Tuesday of next week, which is date-wise, the 28th of August.
I think they went through and they started looking at everybody's profile and seeing they have, you know, 1, 2, 3 million rec points they're not spending.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got everything unlocked, there's not really much else to spend them on. And everyone probably has, I mean, since you can't really guarantee what rec cards you're getting, what's the point in buying gold packs with rec points?
Well, I still do to get XP boosts and stuff.
Sure. I haven't had a problem with XP boosts yet.
Tend to run out of them.
You play a lot more than I do, I guess. And I guess for the Fragment Fridays, you guys are in matchmaking for a good while, at least in Warzone. So that makes sense.
Well, you know, whenever I'm playing by myself, you know, I'll be in Arena. Arena is where I tend to run out of XP boosts. Because the games, you know, you roll through the games pretty quick, where in Warzone or Big Team, they tend to take a little longer.
I think that does it for this week. So make sure you check us out on all of our streaming platforms. We stream regularly Thursday nights at 9 p.m. for our podcast, 8:30 p.m. on Fridays for our Fragment Fridays hosted by Godzilla T. I will not be there this weekend either. We're celebrating a birthday from one of our friends from church. So that was tomorrow night, so I will not be there on this Friday. On Sunday, I am going to be returning to streaming achievements. Of course, I will not be here the week after, and we won't be doing our podcast the week after either, because I will be gone unless we do it earlier in the week. So I will be doing probably one more achievement stream before heading to Seattle. Not sure what I'm doing yet, but that will be Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Tuesday next week, we'll be continuing with my wife playing through Halo Combat Evolved. Our next mission being the Two Betrayals. Our streaming platforms are Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, with Twitter going to be rolling into that probably the week after I come back from PAX. We also have our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also have our Xbox Club, which you can join. Our Spartan Company is also open to you as well, as we were mentioning earlier. And if you're looking to buy any Halo swag, like books or whatnot, if you head on over to podtacular.com/Amazon to go over and make your purchase, it provides a little support back to us. So if you're looking for some other ways to support the show financially, then just click through that before you check out. We'll get a little bit of commission our way for that. Also, Loot Crate hasn't announced their next theme yet, at least that I haven't seen. I'll check now. But you can head on over to podtacular.com/lootcrate, and that will take you to where you can get the latest Halo crate. And if you use the code podtacular at checkout, you will get $3 off your crate. The nice thing to know is that discount works for any crate that you purchase. So it could be the gaming crate or the normal crate. There are plenty of crates to choose from. If you're a Firefly or Star Trek fan or Harry Potter, they also have Deadpool, Marvel, WWE, God of War, Fallout, Loot Gaming, Lootware, anime. Lots of different crates to choose from. So if you want the Halo crate, lootcrate.com/podtacular, using the code podtacular at checkout to get you $3 off your crate. And then you can just go to any one of the other crates, and if you can still use Podtacular for $3 off your crate. Also, make sure you check out our podcasting community of gaming-related shows. We are part of the Podcast Network. That's thepodcast.com, which has shows like Critzcast, Guardian Radio, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find all of those over on the website there. And there's also a Twitter for that as well, at the podcast. So yeah, check that out. That will wrap it up for us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Podtacular, whether you are downloading us or listening to us during the live streams. We appreciate every single one of you for dropping by. Thank you for the new folks that have dropped in the streams. Shout out to DMR. Rick Nasty, I think you've been over here before, but he's made his return appearance over on Twitch. So thank you for popping on in. Spartan TM, for he's somewhat regular. Atheist, or Estheist, I think that's how you say it. I think that's one I haven't recognized on Mixer. So thank you for checking us out over there as well. I haven't gotten anyone on Facebook or YouTube tonight. Nothing to worry about. But thank you, everyone, for supporting the show, however you do it. Really appreciate everyone's support. We will catch you all next week. Keep on fragging them drugs.